Welcome to Canada Conversations, part of Delaware Debates 2020, produced by Delaware Public Media in collaboration with the University of Delaware's Center for Political Communication. I'm Delaware Public Media News Director Tom Byrne. This conversation focuses on the race for Lieutenant Governor, and we are joined by Republican Danielle Hall. Danielle, thank you for joining us on Canada Conversations.
Thank you so much for having me, Tom.
So we'll start with, why did you decide to run for Lieutenant Governor this election cycle?
Well, as maybe some of your listeners might know, I actually ran for public office in 2018 for a local Senate seat, and I thought that my platform of effective government, equitable education, and economic empowerment strategies would definitely be something that would be applicable on a much larger scale across the state of Delaware. And so I decided to tip my hat in the ring and talk again with the voters about bringing some common sense measures back into the state of Delaware and our government.
The lieutenant governor's role is often one that is, you know, kind of what the person elected makes of it. How would you make this position, lieutenant governor, consequential? Are there issues that you would try to make your own as part of a larger administration?
Well, right now, I really feel that we are at a tipping point in the political landscape. We see how critical it is to have effective leadership as it pertains to things that I'm extremely passionate about, for instance, education. I have 10 children, 6 of them have graduated from high school, 4 of them are currently going through K through 12, and I see where there are a lot of identifiable needs that just have not been successfully addressed, especially in a COVID environment. So that's one of the things that I would like to see shaped for the future of our kids. They are our future leaders, and it's important that we give them the tools to be successful as adults. So that's something that I'm extremely passionate about and hope that I will be able to play a critical role in developing some education strategies that place our children in a position to be college and career ready.
I do want to talk a little bit about education a little bit later, but was there something else you wanted to mention?
I'm also a small business owner, and so we've also seen a huge impact to our small business community throughout the COVID environment, and we certainly will need to have a voice that can articulate the concerns of small business needs and be able to deploy strategies that will strengthen our small businesses moving forward.
So we'll talk a little bit more about some of those things, but you did mention that the COVID environment that we're in, and since March, the governor's office has largely managed the state's response to the pandemic through executive order. I'm curious how you rate the Carney administration's efforts to manage COVID-19 here in Delaware, and are there one or two things that you would have done differently?
Well, I would say that it's been a very difficult challenge, and certainly we have had to move forward and deploy strategies based on what we see moving according to the numbers of cases, how we've been able to deal with that through our hospital response. And I think that just being able to lay the foundation based off of what the data presented was certainly the appropriate response. I think that in light of some of the numbers, as a small business owner, I think that we could have certainly made it so that the mom and pop shops could have operated a little sooner. Certainly if the big box stores could have social distancing and things in place, I think that some of our smaller businesses were hurt by the fact that they couldn't operate. And so I think that I would have deployed a little bit of a different strategy in reopening. I think that if I had have been able to weigh in on things where the education is concerned, I think that I definitely would have had more conversations that were inclusive of parents and what their needs are. For instance, I have children that I indicated that are going through K through 12. My high schoolers had one-to-one technology. My younger children did not, so I had to make sure that they had devices that could support online learning. And in addition to that, with 4 children needing to simultaneously be on Zoom, I didn't have adequate speed in my internet connection. And so I had to incur a very sizable cost with Verizon to be able to overhaul and update and all of that to be able to support that. And, you know, we've seen where there are children who don't have access to technology and they don't have access to a good internet connection. So I have a lot of concerns about the shortcomings that really have not been adequately addressed, in my opinion, where these children are going to continue to fall through the cracks and that achievement gap is going to widen even more.
You mentioned the economic impact a couple of times, specifically on small businesses. And I think we all realize when the pandemic subsides, the country in Delaware still likely to be in a continued recession. Some industries, retail, restaurants, not likely to fully recover. As Lieutenant Governor, what would be some of the things you would prioritize and advocate for getting the economy back on track and creating jobs for those who may not have jobs to go back to?
Well, I think that when it applies to small business, I think that it's just a matter of being able to connect businesses with resources that help with sustainability and keep them viable. We saw that the Small Business Administration had funds that were earmarked through the federal government to be able to support programs like the PPP and the EIDL loans and so forth. And sometimes the people that really needed those resources couldn't access them readily just due to the fact that they didn't have relationships established with the lending partners. So I think that one of the things that I would like to see us do is focus on how we can make ease of access to resources more readily available to our small business community so that they can come up with viable strategies to remain open or reopen if they've closed, or have some kind of mechanism in place that is empowering to be able to help small businesses thrive and survive in this COVID environment.
I do want to jump into education because you've mentioned it a couple of times. The issue of education funding is certainly one the next administration is going to have to tackle. Chancery Court has already ruled the property tax system used in all three counties is unconstitutional. That could trigger property reassessments. Second half of that lawsuit is still pending, and that looks, of course, at funding inequities in the state's education funding system itself. I'm curious, what do you feel needs to be done with the way Delaware funds its schools to improve that system?
I've always said that I really didn't think that Delaware had a revenue problem. I've always felt that we've had a spending problem and that we don't take the monies that we've already allocated for, say, you brought up education, and be able to spend the money in a way that correlates with academic achievement. There's no secret that Delaware spends more per child on education in comparison to other states across the nation, but those dollar values to that education are not correlating to having good scores and measurements of success in our children academically. So one of the things that I would like to see us focus more is putting the resources in the hands of the teachers and in the classroom where the children can best benefit from it.
Delaware, like other states, has seen protests throughout the spring and summer focused on issues surrounding racial equity. What do you feel should be the state's priorities in addressing these issues of racial equity? What can the state do to improve this situation and make sure that these issues are addressed head on?
I feel that we need to really get people who are culturally competent in positions of decision making. And so in order to really have those type of robust conversations that need to be had, we have to put people in place that can bring what the asks are in terms of being able to just be able to articulate what the concerns are in various pockets of the community and be able to have that discussion from a core competency standing. And I think that that's really what's missing, is that we have not developed a place where people can come and have those conversations in a meaningful capacity.
There has been a fair amount of legislation proposed that that's likely to be brought up in the next General Assembly session. Is there any of that legislation or anything else that you would like to see added to proposed legislation to deal with racial equity on a state basis?
I don't have any one particular thing that I would like to see brought. I would really like for us to first and foremost have those core conversations that identify what the needs are, and then we would be able to move forward on action plans that represent the interest of those identified points. And I think that, again, having the right people at that table to be able to discuss what needs to be done and what the approach needs to be is critical at this point.
The Lieutenant Governor is also president of the state's Board of Pardons. I'm curious, what do you see as the significance of that body and the role it plays in within state government and within criminal justice?
Well, the Board of Pardons plays a very critical role in being able to successfully give people a second chance. There are a lot of people that maybe in their youthful days made some bad decisions. The recidivism rate here in Delaware is staggering with a 65% recidivism rate. And so that's a clear indicator that, number one, we need to address the rehabilitation piece a little bit better before those releases happen and be able to set people up for success. And those who are able to successfully navigate their way to a positive pathway forward, certainly those people are deserving of a second chance, a true second chance. And so you see where you might have a person who comes out and goes to school and becomes educated and credentialed to be able to apply for a job. And then during that application process, they are turned down because they have a criminal background. And so the Board of Pardons role would be able to take that person's past into consideration, take a look at what they have done to move forward, and be able to grant that pardon in that situation, which essentially gives them an opportunity to be able to be prosperous and good taxpaying citizens and put them back in a good footing and a reasonable standing. So I think that that role is critical in being able to give people a true second chance.
And finally, is there an issue you feel is not getting the attention it deserves during this election cycle? And if so, how would you address it if elected?
I think there are a number of things that have fallen through the cracks. I think that marginalized communities are feeling indeed forgotten and overlooked. And I think that the basic crux of our Delaware economic strategy needs to deal with the socioeconomics. And I think that we need to make sure that we have the infrastructure to address things like affordable housing, put those resources in the hands of the people that need them, come up with a strategy that moves us forward in job creation and getting good paying jobs brought back to Delaware, and just uplift and give the infrastructure that we need to our economic issues and address those. Those would be my priorities.
Danielle Hall, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor, we thank you for joining us on Canada Conversations. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for having me. Have an awesome rest of your day.
Thank you. You can find all of our Canada Conversations online at DelawarePublic.org and DelawareDebates.org. Canada Conversations are part of Delaware Debates 2020, produced by Delaware Public Media in collaboration with the University of Delaware's Center for Political Communication. I'm Delaware Public Media News Director Tom Byrne. Thanks for listening.